This is Shi'ar Jashub, coming from Shi'ar Jashub Christian Tabernacle in Madison, Connecticut, and featuring the ministry of Pastor Greg Scalzo. I'm Patty Scalzo, and today we will be concluding one of the early sermons in my husband's series on the Book of Romans. In this message, Pastor examined what the scriptures mean by the flesh. We also saw that mankind is like a lamp that can only shine when plugged into God. And when we left off, Pastor Greg was discussing how this plug was pulled out by our first parents. He read the account of Adam and Eve listening to the serpent and eating the fruit God told them not to eat, thinking they could be like God, which was the original sin.
Adam is given great authority here. Every beast, any animal, the whole earth belongs to Adam and Eve. But it's not enough. Now he wants to become like the Creator. And the action mirrors the attitude, because in order to do it, he has to be disobedient to what God has told him, right? And that disobedience shows, well, I think I know better, right? I think I know better than God. God said no, and I think I know better, because really, I would really like to be my own God. I'd like to control my own life. I don't want someone else telling me what I have to do. And that rebellion to disobey God, to make themselves ruler over their own lives in place of God, that's the original sin. And it's critical, because even though it may not seem to us, a small action, a very small action, saying, look, I want to do it my way, lets in all the horrendous things you can think of. Because we're not made to be unplugged. We're made to be plugged in, because we're not. We can't create the heavens and the earth. We can't create our spirits. He is. He makes us in his image to have fellowship with him, but it only works when we're plugged into him, because he is that he is. I read from Acts chapter 17 at the start, because a healthy understanding of the free will of the individual on one hand, that they might seek God, right? And God's predestination on the other, right? That he appointed, determined their pre-appointed times and boundaries of their dwellings. Every one of us has been set in the place that God knew from the very beginning he was going to place us. When you have a healthy understanding of free will and predestination, it explains how this original sin is applied to all the generations thereafter. When Adam committed the sin, he corporately made that decision for himself and for us. He corporately makes it. We're in Adam. He's making it for us. But it's a sin which God, in his foreknowledge, and remember, that word foreknowledge is going to be an important word in the study. God, in his foreknowledge, he knows each of us. He knows each of us would do likewise if we were in Adam's place. Now we said, wait a second, I don't think I would do that. You mean if I didn't have the flesh to deal with, if I didn't have demons and other human beings, if I didn't have the world and all the rest, I don't know if I would do what Adam did. You know, it's possible, I'm not sure of this, but it's possible that Adam might have been the best of us. You know, Jesus said that John the Baptist was the best born of woman, but you know, Adam wasn't born of woman. Maybe God took the best of us and set him there in foreknowledge of what all of us would do. It's because we're just like Adam in our choice that God placed us as the seed of Adam, rather than us merely being trapped into Adam's decision simply because we are his seed. You see the difference? Some will say, well, because we're his seed, we're just trapped into this original sin. What I'm saying is God in foreknowledge knows that we would make the same choice, and he places us then as his seed. In Romans 5:12, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. And so the Bible in foreknowledge declares us all sinners in the type of the original sin. It was not necessary for God to reenact Eden over and over and over again for each one of us. Now, as I said before, some of us might say, well, I don't think I would do that. Well, thinking for a moment of our own lives, think back in your life, was there ever a time, and perhaps when things were going their best, Eden? You know, a lot of times when people are young and they're strong and they're healthy, you know, when you're old and you get sick, we start calling on God a lot. But when you're young and you're healthy and everything seems to be at your fingertips, you're not really concerned about the things of God, right? Think about a time perhaps when things were going their best, Eden, and you thought you were in control of your life. I'm making my choices. I'm doing what I'm going to do without giving any thought to the Creator. Why am I here? Who put me here? What responsibility do I have to my Creator? Those thoughts are so far away because I'll do it my way. I can be in control of my life. A lot of times we don't realize there are demons and everything else that are ruling us, other people. We think we're in control and we're not in control. But that attitude that I can be in control, I can make my own choices, I can do what I want to do my way, what is that? That's the original sin. And I believe every one of us has done that. And that's why we're declared children of Adam. Not so much that Adam trapped us into it. Boy, that Adam, if he didn't do it. But a foreknowledge, that foreknowledge works, always works together with predestination. God knows the exact time and the place. And he knows the places as the seed of Adam. Because we're like Adam. Now, there's another aspect to all this that we also have to understand. And I touched on it. Once the human race is unplugged as a consequence, as a penalty for that original sin, a sin nature was inherited by Adam's offspring. There is something that passes down, right? That rebellious attitude, I think that's in each one of us, of ourselves, not passed down, but the things in the flesh, the sin nature, the proclivity to sin, that's in the genes or however we inherit it, to do wrong and sin, everything in our flesh pulling to do wrong, that is inherited, that is passed down. And we're born with that. And that's a curse of the generations. And it's augmented by the sins of each successive generation. It builds up in the flesh. As certain sins become predominant in certain families, as well as certain nations and certain people groups, it builds up. There's certain tendencies. Who goes one way on one thing? Who goes another way? Probably if you're in one people group, you can see very easily the sins of a different people group. But you don't necessarily see the sins of your people group so clearly. There are tendencies that build up in families that get passed down. And it allows places to different demons over different time periods. And by this mechanism, we're shown not only how much we hurt ourselves by our sins, but that the logical end result of such sins in those for whom we have natural affection, how our sins can bring worse sins onto those who we love, namely our offspring. But what about our Lord Jesus, the Son of Man? I've painted a picture of original sin as a decision Adam made apart from sin nature. A sin of saying, I can be my own God, which I believe we all have done apart from sin nature. And then I've talked about sin nature, this tendency in the flesh. That's why we talked about the flesh. to do wrong as the human race is unplugged from God. This buildup in the flesh, this tendency, what I want to do, I don't do. That which I don't want to do, I do. Who will save me from this body of death? Wretched man that I am. How do I conquer this flesh? You know, when we accept Jesus Christ, what are we doing really, right? We're reversing that original sin, aren't we? It's not a matter of how many times people dunk us or if you have your child baptized to get rid of this blot they want to put on us in the pictures. If we are co-conspirators with Adam, when we accept Jesus Christ, what are we saying? Lord, I'm a sinner. I can't do it on my own. I can only stand as I stand in you. You did it. You're the only way to heaven. We've now reversed the attitude. We've accepted the Son of God, right? We've repented from the original sin. But now we still have to strive with this flesh. Okay. So all this theology that they argue back and forth and all these discussions, they go off on a wrong tangent. The question comes up, how does all this relate to Jesus as Son of Man? What about original sin? How does it impact on him as a man, right? Was he born with original sin? Well, I just said original sin I don't see as inherited. It's an attitude, right? That's part of the answer. What about the virgin birth? How did the virgin birth impact on it? Is that why he was sinless? Because he didn't have a human father inheriting the blot from Adam? We talked last time how the Catholic Church says, yeah, but what about Mary? We got to get that blot away from Mary, so we have to make her immaculately conceived because we got to break that stamp from going down. You see how that Greek mentality changes the simplicity of the Hebrew Bible? What about the sin nature in the flesh? Did he inherit a sin nature in his flesh? Interesting. And Lord willing, we'll look at that next time. A couple of quick scriptures. John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Romans 8:3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. How did he do that? Lord willing, we'll discuss it next time. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would give us your Holy Spirit in abundance to understand, to see, to perceive. Father, that which is so complex that it frustrates the wisdom of the wise and the seminaries, that which is so simple that a little child can understand it and receive Jesus Christ unto salvation. And we give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
While our radio programs are from past sermons, current sermons are live streamed on YouTube every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. You can search YouTube for the Shi'ar Jashub Christian Tabernacle channel, or you can use the link on our church website at shiarjashub.org. Join us next time for Shi'ar Jashub.